I'm not like them, but I can pretend. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy. I think I'm dumb.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Thoughts and Prayers.
Yo.
Enthusiastic day today. So you forgot about Valentine's Day? Do you do stuff for Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to do something, a token, you know.
Yeah, of course. But like, are you going to go to some like elaborate dinner or something?
No. I mean, that's not our life at this point.
I didn't think so. But yeah, I mean, I've definitely waited in the like dude line at the like Walgreens or whatever on Valentine's Day before. And it's just like 20 dudes like in a line holding chocolates or flowers or whatever. So
yeah, my people.
So. But it sounds like you're thinking ahead a little bit more than that, maybe trying to.
Yes. Yeah. Typically, I'm like honestly ahead of the game, but you know, no one bats 1,000 here.
No one bats 1,000. Tomorrow is actually Ash Wednesday, so it's like kind of a bad day for Valentine's Day to be happening.
What's the deal with that? You drew ashes on your head, on your forehead?
Yeah, the priest draws ashes on your head and you're supposed to, they remind you that you are gonna die. Basically, they say from dust you came and from dust you will return.
Oh yeah.
And they put the ashes on your head and it's the beginning of Ash Wednesday, but you're supposed to fast tomorrow, so you're actually not supposed to eat anything more than one meal technically.
Oh, so is this so, Lent starting?
Yeah, it's Lent. Yeah.
Okay,
so it's a chill, it's like a chill fast, it's not that intense, it's just you can only have one meal.
So what do you do, dinner?
Well, I'm going to do dinner tomorrow because we're going to go out to dinner. So,
but you can pick in general, you can pick whatever.
Yeah, you could pick whatever meal you want. Yeah. But you're supposed to eat significantly less that day and you're supposed to like, you can't eat meat and
yada,
yada.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't eat meat?
No. Ash Wednesday and then every Friday of Lent, you can't eat meat.
Oh.
Yeah. The whole point is not, there's no like, people are always like, I mean, I'm sure you know this. Well, you're a you're not religious at all, but you're a little religious, but you know what? You're not a practicing.
Yeah, I'm not like adherent to a particular denomination.
Correct. But the whole idea of the rules, similar to like in Judaism or whatever, is not like there's not a rational reason behind the rules. It's just that like in the doing them, you're thinking about God more.
Hmm. Okay.
And I think that's something like a non-religious person like mistakes a lot because they think like, oh, what's the rational reason behind not eating meat on Fridays? Like who gives a fuck, right? But it's not like there's some rational reason. It's just that like in the depriving yourself of this one thing that day, hopefully your mind, you know, turns to God a little more that day.
Hmm. So I saw you got a hefty list there for your Lent.
I know people are saying it's too much, but I was talking to, KB about, cause KB is also doing Lent this year and he's giving up weed. So I think I decided to prioritize the list because I think that like my boyfriend was getting kind of mad because he was like, it seems insane. Like at one point my list included buy flip phone, get rid of iPhone, like things like that. And he was like, it seems like you're radically
right. Q.
Yeah, he was like, it seems like you're radically like changing everything. So I think my top two are nicotine and coffee. Which I think are real, I think will have the effect that I want, which is like focusing my mind more on God, because those are going to be big things for me to give up.
So you're just not getting any work done this month then, I guess.
Well, you've been doing no coffee and you've been doing fine.
I'm off everything. So yeah, it's been all right.
Well, you've inspired me. So my top two are nicotine and coffee, because I have officially become addicted to nicotine because of the vape.
Yeah, the vapes are a slippery slope for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you saw me this summer. Like, I was like hitting it like every 3 minutes. And for some reason, I thought that like, I was like, oh, like, I'm not addicted. I could I could stop anytime.
Well, it's just so easy to do it all day. I mean, there's no barrier. Like, you don't even really have to walk outside. I mean,
you don't have to walk outside. Your clothes and your hair and shit don't smell. So it's not like grossing people out around you. You can literally take a hit of a vape, like standing on the subway platform or like places that, unless you're like a black vagrant, you wouldn't smoke a cigarette, you know?
Right.
And smoking cigarettes is kind of gross. Like, as much as I enjoy them, like, it is sort of gross, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't mind it, but I don't like the feeling of like other people are put off by it. You know what I mean? Like, I personally am not really grossed out by it, but I don't like feeling like other people find it gross, you know?
Yeah. I was waiting for trans Amy on Friday, 'cause we went to this like fag party, and that's like literally what it was. It was just a gay party. There was no dissident right-wing element to it at all. It was just and no one was claiming it was. It was just a party for gay and trans people. But I was waiting for her outside in Chinatown, and I was like chain smoking because I was I guess we could bring it up, I don't really care. I was anxious because of the Crumps article, and I was anxious because of her like reaction to it. So it was just sort of like chain smoking, waiting for her. But there was like all these like little Chinese babies around.
They don't give a fuck. They're like chain smoking and spitting and what,
you know. I know. I just felt guilty because they're babies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I kept sort of trying to like walk to like one side of the sidewalk and like smoke. And then like some mom would like bring the baby close again, and it'd like try to like walk to the and like really I'm doing nothing because they're breathing in like the toxic fumes of like New York. Like,
yeah, Manhattan.
Yeah. But I just kept sort of like walking back and forth, trying to avoid like, I guess, giving these babies secondhand smoke, which I know is kind of fake anyway, but whatever, you know.
I mean, I'm sure the vape shit is no better. I mean, it's it's less like visible. It doesn't smell as much, I guess, but I'm sure it's like equally toxic.
Yeah. I don't know. I read online that vape, it's, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Because there's so many psyops, but there's a Netflix documentary out right now about Juul, the company, and how Juul got kind of fucked because they were like, no more flavored vapes for Juul. Somehow the ruling was just for Juul. And then, of course, like right after that, there was like a huge explosion of flavored vapes, as we all know, like Elf Bar and Lava and like all that shit. But I guess in the documentary, in the Netflix documentary, it claims that vaping actually is significantly healthier than smoking, and that Juul's original premise of helping people quit smoking, like, was kind of a noble.
Yeah, I got a bridge to sell you, Q. Vaccines are safe and effective. Ozempic, safe and effective. Opioids. And we'll wait for the documentary in 10 years about vape lung, popcorn lung, and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I don't believe anything anymore. But at the same time, like, I think intuitively, I don't believe, I mean, I don't think smoking is as bad for you as they've made it out to be, but I also don't think smoking is good for you.
Cigarette. It's not. And no, I mean, it has pros and cons, I guess you could say, but no, I mean, No, it's not just like a net positive, I wouldn't say.
I would say it's safe to say it's likely a net negative to be a daily smoker.
Yeah, yeah. But there are some, I mean, like nicotine is supposed to be like protective against like dementia and Parkinson's and stuff like that. So it's not like, but you know, I mean, you could just take like a nicotine lozenge or whatever. And
well, that's the new thing. Everyone's into those like
Zins, yeah. And even that, I'm sure, like, has negatives too. Like, I think it's hard on your stomach and stuff like that. But yeah,
it's got to be bad because I saw a like shot of Tucker Carlson getting a giant Zin, like a huge, like I'm trying to describe how big it is, like the size of like a hot tub, like being flown in on a helicopter to his house. It was like a joke. It was like a Zin. It was like a Zin advertisement.
Right. And I mean, that's the other thing is like, I don't like being addicted to something like that where like, and I was sort of like that with weed until I quit. And it's annoying. You know, I mean, it's like anytime I would travel, you need to plan for how am I going to have my weed and whatever, I'm going to bring it through the x-ray or whatever. It's just, and you know, you always have to deal with, I guess the Zins aren't as bad as smoking because like if you're going on a plane or something, like you can't smoke, you know, so you're going to be just like fucking, you know, like freaking out. But
yeah, I mean, I remember flying with my dad, my stepdad, and when the second we got off the plane, like he would leave all of us, like, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but he would leave all of us by like the baggage claim and like bolt out the door to like suck down like two cigarettes before he even came back and like, yeah, like helped with like the shit that, the you know what I mean, like,
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, the luggage hadn't even come yet by the time he was back, but it was just like his immediate priority was to like completely suck down like two cigs before.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't like having anything like that where, you know, like the idea of if you run out and, you know, the store's closed, like you're going to be miserable for like two straight days or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested. I'm going to do it. The caffeine and the nicotine is going to happen. And I'm excited because I'm very curious. It's going to be hard, I'm sure, quitting caffeine especially. But I'm very curious to see what it does to like my anxiety and stuff. So
it probably will help, though. It might be worse for the first few days.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to experience some withdrawals, but I am just curious, like once that levels off, like
have some aspirin on hand too.
Oh, I'm definitely bringing, yeah, I already thought about that. I'm already going to have some like Advil and stuff because I know I'll get a headache at least for a little while.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever, we'll see. I'm also a big believer in like, you know, if God guides me back to caffeine.
Thank you. Oh boy. What up, thotties? It's your boy A, aka Low IQ Moron. Hope you enjoyed the 5-minute preview. If you want to check out the rest of the episode, you can give us a little subby at Substack, thoughtsprayers.substack.com. $5 a month, and you can support the groundbreaking first ever one gay, one straight podcast. And hear all about the satanic elites and weird conspiracies and all the other good stuff we talk about. So yeah, check out the Substack. Love you all. Peace.